from Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. soldier freed after 5 years captivity. And violence in Pakistan on the Afghanistan border. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The only American soldier held captive in Afghanistan, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, has been freed in exchange for the release of 5 Afghan detainees from the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. As VOA's Kent Klein reports, Sergeant Bergdahl was believed to have been held prisoner for almost 5 years.
Obama administration officials say the Taliban handed Sergeant Bergdahl over to U.S. Special Forces Saturday evening in eastern Afghanistan, near the border with Pakistan. Officials say Bergdahl was in good condition and able to walk. A senior U.S. defense official traveling with Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel in Singapore said that after Bergdahl climbed aboard the helicopter, he wrote on a paper plate, SF, asking the troops if they were special forces. They shouted back over the engine noise, "Yes, we've been looking for you for a long time." The official said Bergdahl then broke down in tears. Kent Klein, VOA News. Washington.
In a statement released by the White House Saturday, President Barack Obama extended appreciation to the Emir of Qatar and the support of the government of Afghanistan throughout the efforts to secure Sergeant Bergdahl's release. On the same day of his release, Pakistan's military clashed with Taliban militants over its northwest border into Afghanistan. Sharon Bain reports from Islamabad on the cross-border skirmish that left civilians, militants, and military forces dead across the rugged frontier, dividing the two countries.
Pakistani military sources say its forces repulsed a major militant attack Saturday morning, killing 16 terrorists in the fighting. At least one soldier also died and 2 others were injured. The sources said between 150 and 200 Pakistani Taliban militants from Afghanistan's Kunar province swarmed over the border in a pre-dawn strike and attacked a group of Pakistani military border posts at Nau Top in Pakistan's northwest Bajur tribal district. Bajur is directly across from Afghanistan's Kunar province. Pakistan did not comment on whether its forces had crossed the border. Pakistani Taliban militants often take refuge inside Afghanistan. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.
More details on these stories at voanews.com. Turkish security forces moved on protesters in a public square in Istanbul on the anniversary of last year's anti-government demonstrations. Police used tear gas and water cannons Saturday to push demonstrators back at Istanbul's Taksim Square. 50 water cannon trucks and helicopters were deployed ahead of Saturday's events. The protest echoes gatherings in Turco's main cities last year when demonstrations against development plans for a park turned into marches against government authoritarianism. Thousands were injured and at least 12 people died in clashes between demonstrators and police in those demonstrations in 2013. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel Saturday accused China of destabilizing actions in the South China Sea. In a speech at the annual Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, Hagel told defense officials that Washington would not look the other way if international order is threatened.
We also oppose any effort by any nation to restrict overflight or freedom of navigation, whether from military or civilian vessels, from countries big or small. The United States will not look the other way when fundamental principles of the international order are being challenged.
Hagel accused China of restricting the Philippines' access to Scarborough Shoal, beginning land reclamation at various locations in the South China Sea, and erecting an oil rig in disputed waters with Vietnam. Also, while speaking at the Asian Security Conference, Hagel demanded that coup leaders in Thailand release detainees and immediately hold general elections, after Thai military leader General Prayuth Chan-o-cha said Friday a return to civilian rule is probably at least a year away. Condemning the kingdom's retreat from democracy, Hagel told delegates at the Shangri-La dialogue that the U.S. had suspended its longstanding military ties with Thailand. Syrian activists are reporting rebels have blown up a tunnel they filled with explosives in the northern city of Aleppo. British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 20 pro-government fighters were killed in the blast. Syria's largest rebel alliance, the Islamic Front, claimed responsibility for the attack. All the latest at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.